Hey you. It's yours truly, Angie McDonald of Wounded to Wonderful Life Coaching, and you are definitely my special guest on my fall season of Wounded to Wonderful with yours truly. I'm so glad that I'm back, able to talk with you, able to share some inspiration and some thought-provoking topics, and I'm so glad for the ultimate beautiful love and support you've given me in my first season during the summer and those four episodes provided. Oh my God, has gotten over, I would say, 4,000 hits and listens and a mixture of replays all mixed in over the 9 platforms that I'm on. And I'm so grateful for newbie into podcast world that you guys have shown me so much love. So I'm back again in the fall to complement this season with ideas, thought-provoking topics, and of course, encouragement for us to be able to grow from wounded to wonderful, and definitely to heal, grow, and discover. So as we get into this new season, I'm going to kick it off with a title called Ulterior Motives. And yeah, kind of touchy, kind of can bring the best and the worst out of some of folks who've experienced that. But definitely it's a discussion that we need to have, and I'm going to dive into it for no more than 20 minutes, talking about ulterior motives, what to expect, what it's defined as, and how can you pinpoint it? How can you sniff these things out that can save you the waste of time and the, you know, waste of energy? But let's get started. I just wanted to greet you all and thank you all for your love and support, for being such an amazing audience, of sharing the love, sharing what I have to offer the world, and just giving me such awesome response. You know, little old me, I really appreciate that. I just want to see everybody do great, be great, and do wonderful things in life. So with that being said, stay tuned. We're going to get started with ulterior motives. Well, here we go. So again, I got the formalities out the way. I welcomed you to our fall season, episode 1 of Wounded to Wonderful with yours truly, Angie McDonald. And you know, I love music, all types of music, especially if it has a beautiful message, especially if the message resonates with what I'm talking about and what I'm experiencing. I love music. So, you know, I'm from the Caribbean. I have Caribbean heritage. And of course, you know, a lot of our artists, especially from those back in the day, the cultured ones, have a lot of songs or topics that we can all relate to, for those of us that can decipher and understand the language. So what I'm going to do tonight is use a song that I've heard from at least, I would say, 7-8 years now, from an awesome artist that us Caribbean or Jamaican folks know as Luciano. And no, he's not the opera singer, but he is a reggae culture artist that sings awesome songs that a lot of us, regardless of our background, can relate to. And that's going to be my background music for this talk. I'm going to let it play out a little bit for you to jam to, listen to, hear the lyrics. And for those of you who are not of the Caribbean persuasion, I'll definitely break down the key parts of the song's lyrics that I want to emphasize in tonight's talk on ulterior motives. You know, as a life coach and transitional coach, I experience a lot of heartbreak and heartache with some clients who have gone through, you know, masks being taken off of those who they loved and trusted and helped willingly and honestly, but only to have been met with ulterior motives. You know, I've experienced that. You know, I've come to find out uncovering of who folks are, whether they do it themselves or slip up or, you know, slip out of character for a minute. You find out that the relationship or the interaction was all, I wouldn't say all, but for the most part, a scheme for personal gain. And it hurts to know that you've been a pawn based on your intellect, based on your connections, based on just your genuinity for someone else's personal gain without it being of any awareness to you. So, you know, I just want to spend some time tonight for those of us who are hurting from that experience, still reeling from, you know, the emotions that kind of slap in the face comes with. We're going to have this song in our background, and Luciano is going to bless us with ulterior motives, and I'll start quickly afterwards going into our talk, okay? So here it is. Nice rhythm. If you have your speakers, turn it up. If you got your headphones, you can definitely jam to it with me, all right? It's called Ulterior Motives by Luciano.
Rancid. Sometimes you give your hand out and you get nothing in return. Some people never seem to show the gratitude, you know. But whatever happened, you don't know John is there for you, and you know, just keep talking to him, because someday you must get you. This is what I mean. So we tell you that they don't give up, they've got that ulterior motive. Oh, what they say. And if we tell you that they don't give up, they've got that ulterior motive. First thing I hear. And if we tell you that they don't give up, they've got that ulterior motive. Oh, what they say. And if we tell you that they don't give up, they've got that ulterior motive. First thing I hear. Sorry for my God.
All right, and here we go. So yeah, for those of us who weren't bopping our neck and our heads a little too hard to the beat, of course, Luciano is giving stern words of encouragement and warning that some will say that they love you, but they have ulterior motives. Oh, what a shame. And some will say that they need you, but they have ulterior motives, personal gain. And then he goes on to say, okay, of course, I'm going to break some things down that are culturally different. But he says, a Jamaican term says, sorry for MAGA dog, because he will turn around and bite you. And of course, a MAGA dog, we would say, is a malnutrition dog, a dog that's kind of, you know, feeble looking. And then you turn around, feed him. And what do they do? Turn around and bite your hand. Or the term we would use over here is, don't bite the hand that feeds you. That happens as well. You know, so Wiktionary defines ulterior motives as an alternative or an intrinsic reason for doing something, especially when concealed or when differing from the stated or apparent reason. So yeah, a hidden or secret agenda. And Luciana so eloquently stated that they're looking out for their own personal gain. They have a different plan in mind for their reasoning of being around you, of being supportive of who you are, of supporting your, you know, your ideas, your goals, your dreams. And they're just in it to win it. And unfortunately, you're not a part of that winning strategy, although it's at your benefit and at the cost of you. And for those of us who are givers by nature, givers, you know, intrinsically, we know that it's just part of us to pour out into others. And that's why many of us are coaches. That's why many of us are ministers and pastors, are counselors and coaches, things like that. It's a part of us to give and to pour into. And then some folks will tap into that, see that awesomeness, see that plethora of information and that golden spring of hope and awareness and connections and things like that, and get all googly-eyed and go in for the kill. And the sad things, ladies and gentlemen, is that sometimes these folks are masked as ones that we love near and dear to our hearts. The ones that we've known for years, the ones we are related to. Sad but true. Or some folks who have used a good sly technique of getting in, getting past our radar, getting past, you know, our little red flags or our walls or what have you, and playing the game right and fishing for what they want. And when you feel that there should be some reciprocity or some respect given, you're met with what? Heartbreak, disappointment, feeling used, feeling taken advantage of. And this is relationships across the board, right? So again, they have a hidden or secret agenda, which is personal gain, like Luciana was telling us. And it doesn't involve you, sadly, right? And he says, sometimes you give your heart out and you get nothing in return. That is like the cookie cutter aspect of what an ulterior motive can result in. Giving out, and then there's no reciprocity. And then there's that level of expectancy and reciprocity from those who give, because again, of the factor of being related to, familiar with, knowing for long periods of time, rolling in the same circles, you would expect that level of reciprocity, that level of return or acknowledgement or appreciation. And some of us don't get that, right? So it's sad that ulterior motives exist, but I want you to be strengthened by the idea of, for those of us who have dealt with the blow and the loss of dealing with those who've been hunting after us or been utilizing our gifts and our talents, our love, energy, what have you, for personal gain. Just know that once you walk in a flow of integrity, just know that integrity will fill your cup. Understand that your integrity will restore all that was lost, because you know that you've given in a clear conscience, you've loved intentionally, you loved purely and without anything, you know, no grave expectations in return other than just them being in a expected relationship, regardless if it's personal, business, spiritual, what have you. We expect certain things to come back to us, but it's not happening. You know what I'm saying? So definitely, ladies and gentlemen, I know a lot of us are reeling from those losses. It has caused us to be or operate or have a personality that is not conducive to who we are. I almost fell into that trap of finding out that I was giving my life and my love and my attention to opportunists. And I almost became bitter, almost became broken, despondent. You understand? So that's the main thing I want to convey to you tonight, or whatever time you're listening to this to understand that ulterior motives, yes, are designed to break you down, are designed to make you feel left out, depleted, used, or unappreciated. But understand, when you walk in integrity, like I said, it will fill your cup. It will replenish and restore all that you've lost, because walking in that pure heart, that pure conscience, continuing to be who you are, but being more aware of how you lend your services, how you lend your time, your energy, your love, your resources, you've gained a little bit more wisdom, right? So I can attest to that wisdom has been acquired, as well as an increase of blessing, an increase of awareness. Wisdom walks with you now. So how can one ID or identify ulterior motives in advance? How can we, right? And let's be honest, sometimes you simply cannot identify it. You're blindsided. And those things, like I said, that blindside you are what? Relationships, familiarity, history, blood relation, those types of things. Relation by marriage. It can be something that you would never expect to be a facade to someone's personal gain, someone's alternative mission that does not involve you getting anything in return. Right? So sometimes we simply cannot, you know, fathom it. Some folks are so cunning, and they use the relation, they use the familiarity and history as their cover up and as their ploy, their little devious ploy to siphon and to suck and to pull the energy, the life, the resources that you might have. And I want, the reason why I'm having this talk, ladies and gentlemen, because it exists. We have some bitter, upset, snappy people walking around because they may have one time been amazing, genuine, loving, caring people, but have gotten that so many people have taken withdrawals out of them and no one has replenished them. They're left in that state. And if I can do something about it by having a conversation with those of you who grab a hold of this podcast, and to restore and to replenish the humanity that's left in you, the genuinity, the integrity, the true characteristics of who you are, if I can do my little two cents and my little two tidbits to bring you back to self-awareness and to self-understanding and acknowledgement, then that's what I'll do. You know, I definitely want to play my part. So, like I said, we just cannot identify it at times. But again, sometimes we must experience the heartbreak. We must experience the disappointment as a result of ulterior motives, as a result of being hurt and put into that ringer of usury, of being taken advantage of, you know? So sometimes in order for us to learn these things, to understand what's happening, to decipher, to discern, to sniff out the next go around, not by the same person, hopefully. Hopefully you learn from the first one. But the next go around of you being who you are, walking in character, walking in integrity, walking in purpose, and you come across individuals that, you know, seemingly come as if, you know, they have great intentions and, you know, natural intentions to get to know you better, or to, you know, rope around with you in the same circles. Now you can identify who's who a little better, what their intentions are, what their motives are, if their motives are intentional and pure, or if they're ulterior and alternative. Right, so as a kid, as a child, I have a one-year-old now, and she is the most adventurous little explorer there possibly is. Like, she's giving me a run for my money. But there's certain things she will never understand how it operates, or how it might hurt her, or how it might, you know, make her cry, unless she actually experiences it or sees me react to what it can do. So as we go through life and as we learn, we would never have known fire is hot unless we've touched something hot. We would have never known a needle sticks or hurts unless we've been stuck by a needle. You know, we would have never known overly hot food would burn our mouth unless we shove something too hot in our mouth and we're like, ha ha ha, and we have to drink some milk afterwards. You know, so we would never know these things unless we do go through some fundamental life lessons. And the same thing with this type of situation. And as you grow and as you evolve into who God has called you to be, into where you need to be in your life, you're going to have to have a deciphering and understanding and an awareness of how certain things work, of how certain people are. Because unfortunately, we live in a world of warped people. We live in a world of broken people who are trying to present themselves and fix themselves up as fixed or intentional and pure, when in actuality they're just piecemeal together. And to try our best to not necessarily avoid being around them, but how to carefully handle them, how to carefully master their intentions, and to be one step ahead of anything that's not pure and that's not here or designed to serve you, you know, positively. So like I said, we won't know that fire is hot unless we've been burned. We wouldn't know needle sticks unless we've been stuck. And these are some of the things that, unfortunately, we have to experience, ladies and gentlemen. We have to go through certain things for us to be made aware. I always say, and as the good book always tells me, that experience teaches us wisdom. That experience teaches us wisdom. And in Proverbs, somewhere it says, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence. And prudence has to deal with us being aware, has to deal with us being cognizant and mindful of what's out there, of the steps that need to be made. You know, we're told that, and I know for myself, that my relationship with God is the light unto my feet and the lamp unto my path. You know, his word is a lamp. His spirit is my guide. You know what I'm saying? So when I am focused on him and the things that he has for me, after that one major hurt of me not paying attention or not being made aware of someone's alternative intentions or ulterior motives, he's now illuminated my path that when I'm making the next step, I can decipher and discern and be made aware that, hey, this might not be the real deal. And of course, sometimes we may have gotten some blatant flags in the past from family members on the, or anyone from the outside looking in, like, hey, that person you're kind of hanging out with is not wrapped too tight. Not sure they're all there for you. And I've gotten that over and over again. And I've kind of played it off because I said, no, I know this person too long. We've grew up together. Or, you know, I've never seen them do anyone else wrong. And I use those things as cover-ups or kind of to fan off. Kind of fan off what these extra pair of eyes and ears and spiritual awareness was trying to tell me. So that's what we need to understand. That's one of the ways that we can understand that ulterior motives are there. Pay attention to those who we can trust. To those who have proven themselves true and true, you know, time and time again. That if they pat you on the shoulder or, you know, pinch you and say, hey, so-and-so is not moving too good. You need to be careful. We understand that they mean us well. Take it into consideration. Have a side eye going. You know, sometimes we have to do that. But definitely, it's something for us to take into consideration. But I know we've been hurt. I know we've gone through some things. And I know you've been taken advantage of. And, you know, you look at it and you might be wondering, why me? What did I ever do to anyone for them to pull the life out of me? Wanting to see me fall, take what they want from me and move on to the next one. There are some folks that will only feel accomplished, will only feel as if they've done something if they grab it from someone else, slap a new label on it as if it's theirs, and run with it and say, here, look what I did. This is what I did. For the cry out of attention. And I've had to deal with clients who have confessed to certain things, especially in my season wrap-up of the last podcast season on the wounded chameleon. I had someone who hit me up who was a wounded chameleon. Tried to be everything to everyone else. Tried to fake it to an extent where they still weren't making it. They faked it on the backs of others. You know, they faked it so hard that they destroyed relationships. Destroyed family relations. Destroyed friendships. Because of the need to get to the next level. And became so engulfed into the dog-eat-dog world that they ate up all their resources, all their genuine relationships, and now they're scrambling to create new friends, new circles, only to be on a repetitive downward spiral. And I commend those who came forward as a result of the Wounded Chameleon talk. And yeah, it's out there, it's happening, especially in the quest for success, especially in this millennial age when we're, you know, fighting and pining and scraping to be the next thing, to be the next social media star, to be the next name or the next brand. Some of us get so engulfed in that we don't care who we step on. We don't care who we disrespect or take advantage of or pull from or cookie cut or don't give proper homage to in order to be seen and given your 5 seconds of fame. Because with the social media era now, 15 seconds is way too long. You know, so authenticity is now compromised. Integrity is now not taken seriously. You having true character, you have to actually step into another character to actually portray yourself as something as you're not. And these are all the facets that come together that creates us to have the need to portray ourselves under ulterior motives. Or for folks to be victims of ulterior motives. And it's a painful thing for folks to go through. And for the wounded to wonderful, you know, I'm dealing with some wounds, with some clients who are going through stuff and, you know, they're crying about it. They're hurting to a point they don't even want to operate anymore. They don't want to do what they've been doing because they're afraid of who's going to take it next. Who's going to take it and run with it as if it's theirs next. But let me remind you of the word integrity. When you're feeling depleted, when you're feeling left out, despondent, taken advantage of, integrity will fill your cup. God will replenish. He will restore. He will put you in the right places at the right time. And sometimes it's going to hit you in a wave so unexpectedly that you're just going to have to take it, nod your head, raise your hands, say thank you, and keep it moving. But one thing I don't want you to ever do, don't ever stop. Don't ever stop being who you are. Don't ever stop pushing after what you have been destined and called to go after, what you've been destined and called to portray and to release to the world. So yeah, ulterior motives are there. This is just a tidbit I wanted to give you as a proactive measure. For those of us who've gone through it, I know this resonates with you. And I hope there was some word of healing and inspiration and hope that has given you something to, you know, better address the wound that you're trying to nurse right now. And for those of us who have yet to experience ulterior motives, take heed, strong heed, to the words given in this podcast at this moment. And of course, I am your girl, Angie McDonald, of Wounded to Wonderful, and I am your life coach. I handle grief support, transitional life transitions, coaching for everyone. Women, men, our veterans, anyone who's going through a drastic transition and you need a little nudge and a little walk, hand-holding to get to the next level, I am here for you. And if you need to reach me, of course, you can find me on my website, which, of course, let me let you know, Wounded to Wonderful is a service provided by my consulting service, IAM Consulting. So if you need to find me, you can go to IAM Consulting LLC IAMConsultingLLC.com. That's IAMConsultingLLC.com. You can definitely send me an email at info.IAMConsulting@gmail.com. And of course, you can find me on Instagram. I am Angie McDonald. You can find me on LinkedIn, Mrs. Angie McDonald. Same thing with Facebook, Mrs. Angie McDonald. So of course, I'm your girl, Angie McDonald, and you are tuned into Wounded to Wonderful, where we heal, grow, and discover. And definitely we grow from wounded to wonderful. I hope this talk on ulterior motives really motivated and inspired you, giving you the tools and the know-how to navigate this journey, how to administer the healing that's needed and to grow to the next level. I want to see you do great. I want to see you be great. So definitely I'm here for you and I'm hoping you enjoy this talk. If so, like it, share it, subscribe to any platform you're listening on. And I'm so grateful for you. All right. So you have a blessed rest of your day, evening, weekend, whatever day you're listening this to. And I'm here for you. See you next time.